Genesis 24, verses 1 through 4. Abraham was now very old, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the senior servant in this household, the one in charge of all that he had, "Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom am I living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac." Amen. Today I'd like to give a message regarding the ones who remain, the pilgrim and the conqueror. We are the remained ones in this age, and the pilgrims who walk the covenant journey. And in the end, we are the conquerors who will save many individuals. Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 through 9. Actually, we're supposed to read verse 9, but please do so in your own time. If you look in the Bible, God has always given to us the gospel. But when you lose hold of the gospel, people will live inside Genesis chapter 3 and live a self-centered life. And till the day they die, they will live a self-centered life. And when you live, if you lose all the gospel, then you start to live a Genesis 6 material-centered life. And then Genesis chapter 11, people start living a life of success, life for success. And through these problems, there will be a warfare. And through these problems, there are disasters. And that is slavery and captivity and colonization. And in Genesis 3:6-11 will rightfully bring these disasters. And to solve these problems, God has always called the small number of people and used them to save the age. And God saved the age through the small number of individuals. And that's the seven remnants. God works through those with the gospel. It does not matter if you are studied a lot or intelligent or what you are doing, what you're not doing. It does not matter if you earn lots of money or in a good company or have good background. Even if you're weak, God uses those with the gospel. God uses those who have the covenant. And God uses those who enjoy the gospel. So you have to always be enough and satisfied with the gospel. You have to always follow the gospel. You have to live in the gospel and enjoy the gospel. And even if you are weak, God will use you. And God will even bring all blessings to you and use you. And why is that? It's not because that person is great or something like that. It's because they have the gospel. And those who have the gospel, God will rightfully use you. And although everything collapses, you must believe that God has called you as the remained ones. And starting now, you have to hold on to the covenant and walk this covenant journey. And we call that the pilgrim. Right, these pilgrims, they go from place to place and they just, you know, continue to move. And so for them, it's not peaceful to go around place to place. While they travel, there's many hardships, there's many sufferings. And there's no rest because they're always moving. They're not living in their own house. They left their house. They left their nation. And that's why there's always fear or hardships in front of them. And so these pilgrims are living in an environment like the wilderness. And they have to go through the river and the sea. And they have to go up and down the mountains. But even all of that is part of the journey. Inside the life that you live in, it's not going to be easy at all times. Right, if you believe in Jesus, it would be great if our works go well and our business goes well. But it's not like that at all times. If we work hard, we want lots of answers, but it's not like that happens. But that's the journey. So don't try to be peaceful. Even if suffering comes to you, you are the ones with the covenant. Even if you're living a life like the wilderness, you are the ones with the covenant. And you're the ones who are walking toward Canaan. And at times you have to cross the Red Sea. And to go to Canaan, you have to go through the difficulties like the wilderness. And at times there's going to be wars. Right? And at times there's crisis. And there's like fear, like the Jericho River, the Jericho walls. But that's all part of the journey. Those are the rightful things that's going to happen to the ones walking as a pilgrim. But in the end, you will conquer. Why? Because God's plan is to enter the land of Canaan. The land where God will send the Messiah, the land where God will send Christ. And that's a land, a world evangelization. And you're holding on to this covenant and walking the path of the pilgrim.
Amen.
Then what must you hold on to every day? Right, I'm the one with the gospel and the covenant. And I'm the ones who remain to save my family line. I'm the remaining ones with the covenant of saving my region. I'm the remaining ones who's going to save Japan. And your identity is that you are the remaining ones before God. The ones who must proclaim the gospel. The ones who must speak of the gospel. The ones who heal people with the gospel. And people who save people with the gospel. You're the remaining ones.
Amen.
You must not lose hold of this. And you are living that life. And yes, it's okay if things don't work out. It's okay if you have, your work doesn't go well or you have lots of hardships. You are holding onto the covenant and walking the journey. And you have to walk that journey. And you must not sway because you're in that journey. Right, problems that rightfully came, right? But even inside those problems, there's God's plan. And there's an answer that God has prepared. And there's God's blessings. And a pilgrim must look at that answer. It's not fear. It's not a problem for you to run away from or a problem that you have to escape from. You are in the process. And through that process, God will even change your spiritual state. And so everything is a blessing. God has called you as the remaining ones to save the non-believers, not to live your life like the non-believers who live in Gen 3:16-11. And so even if hardship comes to you, it's alright. Why? Because it's to change you. It's to open your spiritual eyes. And for you to be more certain and solidified with the gospel. And through these problems, it allows you to understand your spiritual states. And if you see everything through the spiritual eyes, you realize that everything becomes a blessing to you. And why is that? Because you're the ones who are going to conquer Japan with the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
You're the ones going to save many people with the gospel. That is God's goal and has called you. And so you have to hold on to that plan of God and walk that journey even if there's lots of hardships. And so you must live you must not be oppressed. You must be the person that withstands it. And not withstands it, but can, you know, overcome it. Now let's get Abraham. Number one, Abraham. Abraham received these three blessings. Abraham is the remaining one. Abraham is a pilgrim and he is a conqueror. And he enjoyed the blessing of the remained. And he enjoyed the blessing of the pilgrim. And he enjoyed the blessing of conquest. And Abraham received these blessings. Now, where was Abraham called? Genesis 3:16-11, the entire world was completely crumbling. And Genesis chapter 11, you see that all the people were scattered. And in a society where everyone is 3611, God called Abraham. And what did God give him? God gave him the covenant. God gave him the covenants that God will fulfill. You must leave your father. You must leave your father and your household, and go to the land I show you. And where is the land that God will show him? The land of Canaan. The land where God will send the Messiah. And what covenant did they hold on to? They held the covenant of Canaan. And held the covenant of Messiah. In other words, today, Abraham held on to the covenant of Christ. But look at the environment that Abraham was in. He was from a household that made idolatry. Right, they did business with idols. And what disaster came to Abraham as a result of idol worship? All of Abraham's brothers died. All his brothers died. And Abraham went through many funerals in his family. And he had to take lots because he was the only kin left. And but Abraham was called within this environment. And God gave him the covenant of family evangelization. And God called him for family evangelization. And says, I'll make you into a great nation. And go to the land I show you. And you're the source of foundation, the source of blessings. And God gave all the blessings to Abraham. Now what's the covenant that we must hold on to today? Even if your family members are non-believers, God has called you just like God has called Abraham. That's why everyone in your family will be blessed because of you. That's the remained ones. Abraham was the remained ones. You are the remained ones in your family. So you have to pray a lot for your family members so that the gospel will truly enter them. They understand the gospel. And they have to enter inside the gospel. Then all disasters and curses will be bound. And so you have to really pray for your family members. And through Abraham, God saves the region. And God used Abraham to save the world. And so Abraham received the blessing of the remained one, and he enjoyed the blessing of the remained one. Abraham holds on to the covenant. And he leaves the brother's household, and now he goes to the land God shows him. And this is when Abraham starts the life of a pilgrim. He held onto the covenant that God will use him as a source of blessing, and he came out. But he went to Canaan, and what did he find? There was a famine. Because there was a famine, he went down south. And he went down to Egypt. He went down south to the east, to Egypt. But there was Pharaoh. There was a crisis.
Sarah, 얼마나 예쁜지 이 왕이
Abraham's wife was might have been very pretty, that Pharaoh wanted to marry her. And what did Abraham do to protect him, his own self? He deceives, he lies, saying that his wife is his sister for his own sake. And women, if you meet husbands like that, you're in great trouble. Right, a person who will sell your wife just to save yourself. If you meet a person like that, you're going to suffer your entire life. And those who are think about marriage, you have to pray a lot. Don't just marry anyone. Marry someone who really has the covenant. Well, there's crisis. And so he deceives, or he lies, saying that his wife is his sister. But, and there's also a war, a battle. Right, there were these works where his where Lot was taken away, and his treasure was taken away. And so Abraham went through many hardships. But that's when he realized. You have to restore this overpowering life. What do we mean by overwhelming, overpowering? It means like too strong, that you cannot limit it. Abraham was not a man of faith from the beginning. He seemed like a man of faith, but when he faced these actual problems, and he swayed a little, and he was overpowered, he was overwhelmed. He was overwhelmed by the famine, so he went down south instead of going to Canaan, and he even faced crisis, and he had to go through wars and battles, and there was overwhelming, lots of problems. And you see that Abraham was overwhelmed by many, many issues. And he was overwhelmed by many problems in the beginning of his calling. And he was overwhelmed because of the environment that he faced. And he was overwhelmed by many, many issues. That's why he would run to Egypt or lie about his wife and to preserve his own life. Or, you know, he went through battles and hardships. But when these problems come to us, we must not be overwhelmed. We have to overpower it. Right? Abraham, he first fell into disbelief, unbelief. He used humanism to preserve his life. When crisis, conflicts come to him, he would sell his wife. And he was overwhelmed. Don't be overwhelmed, but overpower. Don't be seized by these problems. You are the pilgrims who is inside God's covenant. So don't be overwhelmed, but instead, you have to overpower these problems. And we call that faith. If you are overwhelmed, it means your faith is lacking, right? Or it's down. You have to overpower them. And that's faith. And when does he have faith? Abraham gives birth to Isaac when he's 100. But he has a lot of faith that now he overpowers the issues. And God commands Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac, at Mount Moriah. But Abraham did not blink an eye. He did not worry. He did not fall into conflict. He quickly took Isaac and went toward Mount Moriah. In the beginning, he was overwhelmed by the issues, by the famines and the crisis, but now he overpowered the problems. And these issues will come to you in your life. These environments, these hardships will come to you. These problems, incidents. But you should never be overwhelmed by them. Instead, you have to overpower, you have to overcome them. And that's faith. And Abraham restored that faith. And God told him to sacrifice his only son at 100 years old, right? His only son. But God says, Abraham does so at Mount Moriah. That's why in Hebrews 11, what to say about Abraham? It says that Abraham had the faith that even if he killed Isaac, that God will revive Isaac somehow. In other words, Isaac's life was already preserved from the beginning. It was safe. And when you have this faith toward God, you are able to walk the journey. You will not sway, you will not fall into hurt, you will not fall into disbelief, even if these problems, hardship comes to you, and instead you're going to walk that journey.
Amen. Amen.
This is the faith they have to restore. And this is your life.
Amen.
And at times you're going to go through the wilderness. And you might find disbelief because there's no food or there's no shelter. And you might, go through these hardships. And there will be lots of hardships in your environment as well. When you didn't know the gospel, or when the gospel was weak in you, then you had disbelief. But later on, Abraham had complete faith toward God and overcame and overpowered these problems. And you have to receive that blessing. And that's the path of the pilgrim that has the covenant. So you have to change all the problems that come to you into a blessing. But if you're too worried about the problems, you go up and down because of the problems, that's not a pilgrim. If you're a pilgrim, it ends with just being in the wilderness. We have to go conquer Canaan. And that's the blessing of the calling that we receive from God. And we must give influences to Japan through you. And heal the people with spiritual problems with the gospel. And save the remnants and turn it into summits. That's the path of the pilgrim. And yes, these hardships will come to you in the process, and you will go through many hardships. But in the end, we will conquer.
Amen.
And what does it mean to conquer? It doesn't mean to overpower with your strength. Our conquer means to save,
amen,
to raise, and heal.
Amen.
That's the conquer. But please enjoy this blessing.
Amen.
And the scripture that we have today, Abraham is very old. And the servant who always helped Abraham, he's also old. And Isaac is not yet married. Right, the covenant that God gave to Abraham must not only be related to Isaac, it has to also be related to Isaac's wife. That's why God gives like his eulogy. And he's saying, and he entrusted his servants to go and find a wife for Isaac. And what does he say about it? In verse 3, he says this. I want you to swear by the Lord God of heaven and the God of earth.
Says
that you will not get a wife from my son from daughters of the Canaanites, but instead you'll find them among whom I live, or among the country and my own relatives. He says, don't marry the natives from Canaanites. And why is that? The Canaanites, they are doing idol worship. And don't bring a woman from the family of idol worshippers. In other words, Gentiles, the people who never heard of the gospel, complete non-believers, basically. And don't bring a wife from the Canaanites, the non-believers. That says, don't bring a wife from the daughters of the Canaanites. But it says, go to my country and my own relatives. Right, Abraham's country, Chaldea Ur. And why did he say his own country? Because it's the family line of the covenant. So verse 4, but we'll go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. It says, go find a wife for Isaac from my hometown. And then the senior servant says, so in verse 5, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? And what would you say as a response to that? And then he says, and then the servant says, should I take your son back to the country you came from? And what did Abraham say? Make sure you do not take my son back there. Right, I don't care if he doesn't get married, don't take him back to my home country. Why? Because Abraham truly understood what the covenant was. He knew the answer that he had to relay the covenant to his child. And so don't let him marry with anyone from the outside the covenant. And that's what he said. And made him keep the covenant and relay the covenant. And that's Abraham's faith.
Because
And if you get entirety of the Bible, you know how important Isaac is. Right, Jacob, who is Israel, was born through Isaac. And through Jacob, Joseph is born. And it leads to the covenant of relaying the covenant, family of relaying the covenant. So it's very important. And so bring a woman from my hometown, not from the Canaanites. And don't bring a woman from Canaanites because they're idol worshippers. And it says, just go and that woman will be prepared. Simply put, Abraham understood the absoluteness of the gospel and he did not want the gospel to be changed or mixed. We must never ever absolutely change the gospel or mix the gospel. That's why your family is very important. You have to make the family line of the covenant. And you have to relay the covenant to your children. And to establish that family line. And that's the renowned family line of the gospel. If you marry them because they're good looking or lots of wealth, that's a problem. You're the ones inside the gospel. You're the ones who relay the covenant. And you're the ones who must continue to, you know, continue the covenant. And your family and your children have to really continue the covenant. So see everything in your life through that lens, through that perspective. And Abraham received this blessing. In verse 5. The servant asked, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? And should I take your son back to the country you came from? And verse 6, Abraham said, absolutely no. And verse 7, he tells the reason. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household in my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. And he will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from there. And then verse 8. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then just let her go. He does not have to get married. But eventually who comes? Rebecca. The person that God has prepared. The one with the covenant. But there's something very important here. When did Abraham restore this overpowering faith? It's when he always built an altar to the Lord. He always received God's word. He always restored worship. And that's when his faith was also restored. At first, when these problems, crises arose, he was underwhelmed. But after he separated with Lot, what did Abraham do? The first thing he did, was build an altar and worship God. And moment by moment, God came to him, appeared to him, and gave him the word of God. Your faith grows by listening to the word of God. And your faith grows whenever you hear the word of God.
여러분 그 믿음이 합도적인 믿음으로 회복.
And that faith will turn into the overpowering faith that you must restore.
Amen.
That's why it's very important for you to enter the blessing of worship. And Sarah gets very old and she passes away. And they have to bury her in Canaan. And the Canaanites are saying, oh, you know, we'll give you the land, so go ahead and bury her here. But Abraham says no. He says no. I will buy the land. The Canaanites are saying, I'll give you this land for free, so just bury her here. But Abraham says, no, right? If it was us, we would say, oh, it's God's grace that God gave this land for free. But Abraham did not say that. And that's very, faith and also very intelligent. If he just receives the land from the Canaanites, there's nothing that remains in his name. If a king changes, or the politic changes, or the age changes, if the Canaanite cities are our land, then the land is taken. So Abraham also saw that future. Now why they had to be buried in Canaan? And why they had to buy the land? And why they had to receive the registration? Because if the king and the age changes, that registration does not change. That's why Abraham saw the future in advance and he bought the land. And then he buries his wife Sarah in that land. And where is that land of Canaan? It's the land where Jesus died on the cross, resurrected, ascended to heaven. And it's that Calvary. And Mount Hebron in the Old Testament. It's in Jerusalem. That's Canaan. The Canaan in the Old Testament. And it's the land of the covenant. That's where Jesus was born and died on the cross and saved us from all of our problems. And that's where the Holy Spirit worked upon them. And Abraham saw that faith. You have to hold on to that covenant as well. And so Abraham never left Canaan from then. Right. He's going to be buried there, his wife is buried there, all his family is going to be buried there as well. Simply put, the land of the covenant that God gave them, right? And it did not change, sway in that. That's the covenant you must hold on to and be victorious in faith. You need that identity. Why did God send you to Azov Gospel Church? To do Japan evangelization through Japan. That's why God called you as the church officers and the remnants and the believers as the ones who need healing. And God has called you. And you are the remained ones. Then you have to continue to hold on to the covenant. Restore the covenant in worship. Restore the covenant in the Word of God. And continue to restore the covenant.
여러분 이 언약이 확실하게 나게 잡혀지면
And when you firmly hold on to the covenant
앞으로 내 인생 가는 길에 많은 기근도 오고 위기도 오고 전쟁도 오고 어려움도 오지만 여러분 이런 문제 때문에 흔들지 않고 하나님은 나를 신뢰자로 불렀다.
You're going to walk this path where there's lots of problems, crisis and hardship but You're the one to cut it. That's why you must remember that God has called you as the pilgrim. And you are inside the journey that will fulfill God's covenant. And that changes your spiritual state. And prepares you into the vessel that God will use. And there's many processes, many hardships. But even then, you will see the many answers that God has prepared for you. And enjoying that day by day in your life, we call that the journey. And you will not sway because of those problems. But you're walking the path of the pilgrim for the covenant. Even if it's a little difficult or things don't work out, do not sway because of those things. But God is preparing us to conquer.
Amen.
You're the one to save this age. You're the one to save your household. And through you, the region will be saved. And through you, Japan will be saved. And when Japan is saved, the world is saved.
Amen.
Amen.
The world must be saved. And we must save our posterity. And so Abraham held this covenant and went. So all of us who are the evangelists, please believe that you're the remaining ones of this age. No matter what happens, it's alright. You're the pilgrim. And inside this journey, it will restore many, many things. And prepare you for many things. And too many hardships, God will prepare you. And will even grant you a great vessel. And even let you restore a great faith. That was Abraham's life. He was overwhelmed by problems when he did not have faith. But restored the word, prayer, worship, and whenever he restored them, now Abraham was able to overpower the issues and the problems. And then, with the gospel that he has, he has to relate to his daughter-in-law. And he made sure that his bones would never leave Canaan. And he knew how important Isaac was. What did he do? He didn't go looking for a beautiful woman from the Canaanites. Instead, he called the one who has the covenant of God and the God's promise in his own hometown, and he made that marriage. And Abraham understood how important the stream of the covenant was. And you should not leave the children of the church offices alone. Don't just leave them alone if they're living the walk of faith or not. And the parents have to really pray in tears for their children. Just like the mother Monica prayed for her son Augustinus. That the gospel be seeded into their children. You have to really see the covenant in them. Then your family land will change into the family land that will save the nation. And so do some forum with your children. Is the church really holding up the pulpit message? Are they really praying? Are they really studying inside the covenant? Now, what is this child thinking about the future?
우리 자녀들과요 많이 포럼
and have these kind of forums with your children.
그리고 방향도 풀어주면
and align the direction to them.
틀린 걸 짜주시고
and if it's going wrong direction, then cut it off for them.
여러분 그 이 뭐라고 합니까 그 분자 그 나무 나무를 이렇게 어릴 때 키우는 나무를 뭐라고 하죠 분 뭐 뭐라고 합니까
예산에 들고 키워도 수밖에 없어요.
분자 뭐라고 하죠? 조그맣게 이렇게 나무를 예쁘게 막 계속 가지 쳐주고 잘라주고 해보면서 이렇게 예쁘게 조그마한데도 본사이? 본사이 여러분 큰 나무 가져다 이렇게 본사이 할 수가 없어요.
You can't do bonsai with big trees.
작은 나무 가져다가 키우면서 이렇게
You use small ones.
무슨 말이냐면 우리 어릴수록 여러분 비틀어져 나가고 가지치기 해주고 이거에 잘라주고 잘 세울 수 있는 그것은 어릴 때 할 수 있는
And you can you know take care of them and make sure they go the right direction when they're younger.
여러분 자녀들 다 키워보잖아요.
And most of you have children.
여러분 몇 살부터 말 안 듣기 시작하는가?
What age they start not listening to you?
그럼 우리 아저께 우리 렘넌트는 이 예배에 참석하고 있다는 게 나는 그 보통 축복이 아니에요.
It's a great blessing that our remnants are always in worship.
저는 미래가 보여요.
And I see the future. It's a great blessing.
그러지 않는 렘넌트도 있지.
Of course, there are remnants who are not in worship.
그래도 이 렘넌트는요, 진짜 축복된 사람.
But they are truly blessed remnants. And God knows, and God will be responsible for them.
어릴 때 보고.
But the gospel has to enter them from young age.
여러분요, 이게 비틀어가면 가지를 이 뭐죠? 철사로 이렇게 묶어서라도 이렇게 반드시 자라게 만들어.
And if the branches go other direction, then you cut them off or you know.
분재라고 분재.
You put them together.
애가 좀 나갔더라고. 힘을 무슨 데 뭐 좀 말씀이 있었으면.
그래서 하나의 작품을 만들어.
You make a masterpiece.
어릴 때.
And you do that when they're young.
우리 어른들. 작품 만들겠다고 여러분 이거 하면요 튀어나갑니다.
If we try to make a masterpiece from among the adults, then it's going to be very, very difficult.
작품 만들어도 비어드나다가 다 길어졌다 싶습니다.
아시죠?
됐습니다.
고집도 세가지고 안 들어요.
And adults are very stubborn as well.
자기께 세가지고.
They're very stubborn with their thoughts.
언제 들어가? 어릴수록.
It's better when they're younger.
어릴수록 언약 심어줘.
The better the younger you see the covenant in them. A life centered on worship. And it was centered on the word. And knows how to pray to God. You have to raise remnants like that. And like Abraham, you have to raise them up like this. And in the end, raise them up as conquerors. That's a 20, that's 3-7. 2-3-7. That's the 5,000 people groups. And remnants pray. It's okay if you cannot study well. It's okay if you don't go to a good university. It would be great if you can. It's okay if you don't. But hold on to the covenant. Correctly understand the gospel. And they should teach lots of other languages. And hold on, come to 227. And 5,000 people groups. And a covenant of TCK. And when they're in ACA, you should teach them many languages. That wherever they go, they can interpret that language.
그것만 해도 우리 렘넌트는 하나님 앞에 어마어마하게 쓰입니다.
And just doing that, our remnants be used greatly before God.
그렇죠?
Right. Just doing this.
그러니까 여러분이 굳이 막 머리도 안 좋은데 삐걱거리면서 좋은 대학 들어가려고 발부둥 칠 필요는 없어요.
Don't work hard for your children to go to great universities even though they're not that smart.
언약 없이 들어간 분들
Even if they go inside the college, if they don't have the covenant, and if God doesn't use them, then it's no use. Be the workers that God uses. And like peacefully pray like Abraham. restore worship and the word, and be that remnant as well. And God will use you as the conquerors. And I believe that. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for granting us the precious word of God through Abraham. May we be the ones who remain and the pilgrims, and may we enjoy the blessing of the conqueror. And will you bless all the other gospel church members to enjoy this blessing? And please bless them as the workers who will evangelize their families, their region, the nation, and the 275 people groups. And we thank you and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.